What did Jesus say about that? He says, don't endlessly repeat stuff like the heathen do. In Christ's day, the heathen, the pagans, used to have kind of what they have in China. They had these prayer wheel deals where you have a stick and something on it, you just keep spinning it, and it's like saying it over and over again as it goes around. It's a mindless repetition. And he says, don't mindlessly repeat stuff. Have you ever heard anybody say these? Hail Mary, full of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. They're just endlessly repeating it, trying to get in. In fact, on the screen of my computer, down at the bottom where the website, where it says wait, connected, replied, and that, I don't know how they did it, but while I was getting these, the rosary was going right across the bottom of my screen as fast as it could. I could hardly read it. Hail Mary, full of grace, I can't even remember all the words, but just said it over, it just spun the whole time I was on this site, just spinning around through that little bar, whatever that is down there. And look at this. And at their death, she promises the light of God and the plenitude of His graces. And at the moment of death, they shall participate in the merits of the saints in paradise. Now, we're not going to go into that, the meritorious, the treasury of saints. That's coming up. We're going to go through purgatory. One of the biggest problems for Roman Catholicism is purgatory. It's a big problem. Because their system only offers you a ride halfway, and you got to stop in the fires. Because they do not have their sins washed away completely by Christ's blood. You got to burn them off. Awful. But she says you will participate in the merits of the saints. In other words, you will have some indulgence to get out of purgatory, which is what that's all about. Also, Mary's not omnipotent. It says here, or the rosary says there, that she promises, I shall deliver from purgatory those who have been devoted to the rosary. They go there, though, but they get delivered out of it. It's really a sad system, if you ask me. I mean, if you think about what Christ offers us, well, she's not omnipotent. How can she go down and get people out of the pit, out of the place of fire? She can't. And what's really, really tragic about all this is that in Roman Catholic dogma, Mary has been elevated to the co-redemptrix of the human race. She, with Christ, gives His grace, and she's the one who delivers from purgatory and on and on.